content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31I newsletter for the month of January of 2022. Let's start out with some member news. In loving memory of Lyons who have passed this past month, Roger Beck, David Davis Townsend. I'm sorry, that must be Roger Beck Davis of Townsend and Ned Hudson of Mount Pleasant. The unselfish effort to bring cheer to others will be the beginning of a happier life for ourselves. That's a quote from Helen Keller. And here's a message from your district governor, H. Wayne Kennerly. Thank goodness we made it to another year. COVID has made it very difficult to be back to normal, and now we have two new viruses at our doorstep. Many clubs have had projects, and we're raising money for their goals for this coming year. As most clubs are meeting now, we must be very careful, as in the past 2 years. With a new year, we all to make New Year's resolutions that start with getting at least one new member each. Our clubs must grow, or we will possibly lose more clubs in our district, and we need more clubs instead of losing more clubs. Our second Vice District Governor, Kathy Poirier, gave us other ways to get new members during the last newsletter, December. There's regular members, family members, student members, Leo members, and affiliate members. Normally, an affiliate member cannot meet at the time of your meeting, but will help in other ways. 10 years ago, we had 1,400,000 members. Today, we still have the same total, with 30% coming from foreign countries. Yes, that means we've lost one-third of our membership in the U.S., which also means we have fewer international directors in the U.S. There is an old saying, let's just do it. We can if we want it bad enough. LCIF and Campaign 100 funds are needed now more than ever. We have reached $230 million plus of our goal of $300 million on Campaign 100. Hopefully, we can reach this goal by the deadline of July 1st of 2022. The need is so much worse today because of world hunger and so much poverty. Grants from LCIF are needed not just in foreign countries, but in our own country, with so many tornadoes that have destroyed towns and caused a lot of deaths. We also have had a lot of flooding from all the hurricanes that hit our coastlines in so many states. Our North Carolina Brighter Vision and Camp Dogwood ticket sales are paramount in supporting our VIP campers, mobility canes, mobile screening units, education grants, and Camp Dogwood facility maintenance. Have you met your goal yet? Each person counts. Why not share Lyonism? Did you know Camp Dogwood now has pledge cards? We are able to give a one-time gift, quarterly, or monthly donation. Did you know that if each Lyon in North Carolina would only give $1 a month for a year, that would add $62,868 to the program budget? $5 a month for a year would add $314,340 to the program budget. And only 10 months a year for a year would add $628,680 to the program budget. That will purchase a lot of white canes, glasses, eye exams, and camper fees. If you are interested in filling out a pledge card, drop us an email or give us a call. Here is a message from your first Vice District Governor, Bill Mathers. Welcome to 2022. The holidays are behind us in our rearview mirror. COVID is still showing its ugly face in new forms and may continue. However, Lyons all over the world, and even here in District 31I, are still going about doing the service projects that our clubs do. I would like to challenge every Lyon in every club in our district to make 2022 an amazing year for your clubs. Many Lyons are very aware what projects their own clubs work on. However, many Lions in our district are not as aware that Lions International focuses on projects as well through the global causes part of Lionism. When Lions were formed over 100 years ago, the organization focused solely on vision, or more exactly, helping the blind. Names like White Cane, Leader Dogs, and such were the primary focus of the organization. As Lionism has grown, vision is still one of the main global causes that Lions all over the world focus on. But now in 2022, Lions have grown their global causes to include four other major areas of attention. The full list of global causes contain the following. 1. Vision. 2. Diabetes. 3. Hunger. 4. Environment. 5. Childhood cancer. I know that it would be impossible for each club to adopt each of these causes for their club. With the manpower we have, realistically, nothing would get accomplished if we tried to adopt each cause for each club. However, many clubs around the world pick one or maybe two causes to plan projects around. We have clubs in our district which do kids' sight testing, a vision global cause. Some clubs in our district do diabetes testing, a diabetes global cause. Many of our clubs have had food drives in 2021. A hunger global cause, and so on. I think you get the idea. My challenge to each of your clubs for 2022 is to take up a global cause and adopt it for your club. I can promise you the feeling of taking on this project will be fun and very rewarding. How do you start? Go to mylion.org and learn about each of the global causes. This would make a great Lions Club meeting and a learning experience. Each of these causes has matching funds available, and learn about those as well. Have a great January. Let's make Lionism matter this month. Did you know North Carolina Lions collect and recycle used ink cartridges to raise money to offset the cost of the annual Deafblind Retreat held each fall? You can now link yourself or your business and email those ink cartridges directly to the recycler at no cost to you. Go to the web address below and to get more information about what cartridges are taken and how you can mail yours in. And that address is www.fundingfactory.com/goal/camp-dogwood. Here's a message from 2nd Vice District Governor Kathy Poirier. Happy New Year to all the Lions in District 31I. It's hard to believe that there are only 6 months left to this Lions year. Many clubs have been working hard to increase their membership. Hopefully this trend will continue so that our year ends on a positive note. Last month's article concentrated on explaining the different types of membership we have as Lions. To continue along this theme, this month we will focus on the various membership categories that LCI, or the Lions Clubs International, offers to fit the needs of prospective members. Many of us are able to commit to participating as an active member, but others may not be able to meet the obligations of this type of membership. Let's take a look at the different categories. An active member is your typical Lions member. These members must meet all requirements of Lions membership, pay dues at the club, district, and international level, may hold district or international offices, have complete voting privileges, and may be a district or international convention delegate. When someone is not able to participate as an active member, but wants to support a club in its community service projects, this person is an affiliate member. An affiliate member also pays dues at the club, district, and international level, may not hold a district or international office, may vote only on club matters, and would not be eligible to be a delegate at a district or international convention. An associate member holds an active membership in one Lions club and holds an associate membership in a second Lions club in their community of residence or employment. This member only pays club dues, may vote on club matters only, and is not eligible to hold office or be a delegate at the district or international level. When someone has performed an outstanding service, this individual may be granted honorary membership by a Lions Club. An honorary member is not a Lions member, does not pay club dues, but dues are paid by the club to the district and international levels. This person does not vote and may not hold office, nor be a delegate. For any Lion who has maintained active membership for at least 20 years, or at least 15 years if the member has reached the age of 70, this Lion may be made a life member. Dues would be paid to the club and the district, but the club would make a one-time dues payment of $650 to International. A life member may hold a district or international office, has complete voting privileges, and may serve as a delegate. The two last categories are member-at-large and privileged member. A member-at-large is a member who is unable to regularly attend club meetings but wants to keep their membership in the club. Dues are still paid. They may only vote on club matters, may not hold an office, or be a delegate. A privileged member is a Lion who has held membership for 15 or more years but must give up active status due to either illness, infirmity, advanced age, or another reason. Here's an LCI announcement. The coronavirus, or COVID-19, pandemic continues to impact the work of Lions and communities around the world, creating challenges for our clubs and the people we care for. Throughout this global crisis, Lions have continued to safely serve because the needs have been so great. To help ensure that clubs are able to meet the growing needs in our communities, the International Board of Directors passed another resolution to make it easier to invite new members to serve with us. Here is an overview of the new resolution approved by the Board of Directors. Charter and entrance fees waiver. We have waived all charter and entrance fees from January 1st through June 30th of 2022. Sight and hearing conservation. We know that every member matters to our clubs, to our communities, and to the lives we touch as Lions. For more than a century, Lions have taken on the greatest challenges facing humanity, and together we will overcome this. Thank you for sharing the joy of being a Lion and for your outstanding service and commitment to our communities and the world. Yours in service, Douglas X. Alexander, your International President. Our district is most fortunate to have Lions actively involved in service, especially in sight and hearing conservation. I would like to ask clubs to share any projects or activities they have done in the area of sight and hearing conservation since July 1st of 2021. A brief summary of that includes the activities or projects and the number of individuals served. The club's information will be compiled and presented at the November NCLI board meeting. Please send this information to my email at vgmcobb@gmail.com by November 8th. Your help in relaying this important Lion service is appreciated. And that is from Gail Cobb, your district sight and hearing conservation. Her webpage is for Lion Elizabeth Rummage is lionrummage@gmail.com. Please remember, all Lions clubs, districts, and multiple districts with annual gross receipts less than $50,000 that are not otherwise required to file Forms 990 or 990EZ must file the e-postcard, also known as the 990N, if your Lions club district or multiple district has a foundation, which is a separate legal entity, the appropriate form will need to be filed as well. Please review the document below for important information regarding your annual tax filing obligation. Thank you. Unfortunately, I do not see an attached document below that. Here are some upcoming governor visits for the 2021-2022 year. On January 3rd, Cleveland. On the 4th, Concord. On January 10th, Troutman. On January 11th, Hasty. On January 11th, also Odell. On the 12th, that's Mount Pleasant. On the 17th, WS Canoke Hills, on January 18th, Rockwell, on January 25th, North Davidson, on January 28th, Charlotte Central, on February 1st, Harrisburg, on February 2nd, North Charlotte, February 7th, Davidson, February 8th, Mint Hill, February 14th, Charlotte Southern, February 21st, Hickory Grove, February 28th, Derrida, and that's the end of the list. Here's some club news from the West Jefferson Lions Club. The Jim Snyder Christmas Tree 5K was held December 4th. Approximately 50 runners gathered for a crisp run through the streets of West Jefferson and bravely climbed the hills in a challenging 5K run and 1 mile walk run. The race started and ended at the West Jefferson United Methodist Church in West Jefferson. Fresh wreaths and Christmas tree prizes were donated by local Christmas tree farms. Also in West Jefferson, the annual Christmas parade is organized by the West Jefferson Lions Club. Approximately 100 entries braved the weather to cruise through downtown West Jefferson. The event takes hours and hours of work by the Lions, but delights children and adults and brings lots of attention to the WJ Lions Club. The club was also able to donate $500 towards bicycles for the Secret Santa giveaway. Here's your Lions prayer. Where lions meet, be present, Lord, to weld our hearts in one accord. To do thy will, Lord, make us strong, to aid the weak and right the wrong. Your District 31i newsletter is published monthly. The deadline for inclusion of articles is the 20th of each month, if by email. Cost of producing and distributing this publication is paid for member dues received. Newsletters sent by email are available on the day of publication. United States Post Office mailings are received a week after publication and cost a minimum of 50 cents to mail, and depending on the number of pages in each edition, could cost 71 cents to 92 cents per issue to mail. All articles, announcements, etc. for inclusion in the District 31i newsletter should be sent to Lion Diana Wald, P.O. Box 1260, Denton, North Carolina, 27239. Or you can send submissions via email to Diana M. Wald, and Diana has two N's, so that's dianamwald@gmail.com. Please send all submissions as a Word document and pictures in a separate JPEG file. We love pictures. Mail them so that they arrive by the 20th of the month. Let us know about your club events, your fundraisers, your service projects, and honors received so that we can share them with our fellow Lions. Address corrections or additions for the post service or email should be sent to Lion Susan Mathers at 6700 Pine Lake Lane, Mint Hill, North Carolina, 28227, or you can email Lion Susan at susancmathers@gmail.com. Well, we've come to the end of the January 2022 District 31i newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.